This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
Desperate times. China's youth take to social media to lament skyrocketing unemployment. As China grapples with an economic downturn, a surge of unemployment stories has surfaced across social media platforms in the country.
绝望的时刻，中国年轻人在社交媒体上哀叹失业率飙升。随着中国经济陷入衰退，一系列关于失业的故事在国内的社交媒体平台上涌现。
Many Chinese netizens, especially young professionals, have turned to popular networks like Douyin, China's version of TikTok, Xiaohongshu, and Kuaishou to express the overwhelming hardships that come with joblessness. From financial anxieties to the emotional toll of a sudden layoff, these posts reflect a national atmosphere of despair and uncertainty.
许多中国网民，尤其是年轻的职场人士，纷纷转向像抖音、小红书和快手等社交网络，表达失业所带来的巨大困难，从经济压力到突如其来的裁员所带来的情感打击。这些帖子反映了全国范围内的绝望与不确定氛围。
A video that went viral on Douyin.Features a woman in her 30s tearfully recounting her layoff experience. I lost my job. I don't know how I'll survive, she said, adding, Today was my last day at work. I thought layoffs at big companies were a distant reality, but here I am, in the middle of it. The user then explained the daunting expenses she faces monthly, including mortgage payments, utilities, and other living costs.
一段在抖音上广泛传播的视频中，一位30多岁的女性泪流满面地回忆她被裁员的经历。她说：“我失业了，我不知道该怎么活下去。”她接着说道：“今天是我在公司的最后一天。我原以为大公司裁员是遥不可及的事情，没想到现在轮到我了。”这位用户随后解释了她每个月面临的沉重开支。包括按揭、公共事业费和其他生活费用。
But sadly, this was not an isolated incident targeting young and middle-aged workers. Many older employees also shared a similar plight. A 50-year-old netizen named Wang Haihong, who moved to Shanghai nearly 3 decades ago, lost his job unexpectedly after years of stable employment. It's like a mountain of uncertainty has landed on me.He lamented, adding that the fear of unemployment is an unrelenting pressure with no end in sight.
但遗憾的是，这并非个别事件，年轻和中年员工都遇到了类似的困境。许多年长的员工也分享了类似的遭遇。一位名叫王海红的50岁网民，近30年前从外地迁往上海，经过多年的稳定工作后意外失去了工作，他哀叹说：“就像一座不确定的山压在我身上一样，失业的恐惧是一种无法摆脱的压力，似乎没有尽头。”
Among those sharing their struggles, university graduates have expressed intense regret about their investment in higher education. I used up all of my family savings to go to college, only to get a degree that feels useless, said a recent college graduate. I haven't eaten for 3 days because I can't afford food.
在分享困境的人群中，大学毕业生们强烈表达了对高等教育投资的深深后悔。一位刚毕业的大学生说，我把家里的积蓄都花光了上大学，结果拿到的文凭感觉毫无用处。我已经3天没吃东西了，因为负担不起吃饭的钱。
But these stories also reflect a deepening crisis. In another account reported by NetEase, a man in Zhejiang was found wandering the streets late at night in tears. He explained that as a father of two,He had always sent his wages home punctually to support his family, but layoffs hit him hard and seemingly out of nowhere. He's been unable to tell his wife the full truth, fearing her reaction. I'm over 40 and lack specialized skills, he said, and every job interview feels like a dead end.
但这些故事也反映了一个日益加深的危机。根据网易的另一篇报道，一位浙江的男子深夜在街头徘徊，泪流满面。他解释说，作为两个孩子的父亲，他一直准时将工资寄回家里支持家人，但突如其来的裁员让他受到了沉重打击，似乎毫无预兆。他一直没有敢把真相告诉妻子，担心她的反应。他说，我已经40多岁了，缺乏专业技能，每一次面试都像是死胡同。
This wave of social media posts signals more than individual struggles. It's a nationwide trend. Amid the personal stories, major Chinese tech companies like Tencent and Alibaba have made massive cuts in recent years. Reports indicate that since 2022, Tencent has laid off about 10% of its workforce, while Alibaba slashed over 20,000 jobs in 2024 alone.
这波社交媒体帖子反映的不仅仅是个体的困境，更是一种全国性的趋势。在这些个人故事的背后，腾讯和阿里巴巴等中国科技巨头近年来进行的大规模裁员引起了广泛关注。据媒体报道，自2022年以来，腾讯已裁员约 10% 的员工，而阿里巴巴仅在2024年裁掉了超过20,000个岗位。
A tech worker in Beijing expressed her frustrations online by claiming that the fear of job loss is so great in China that employees are working overtime every day. The company lays off staff every 3 months, she said. For the last 3 years, I've worked overtime even up to the night before giving birth. But every day, I'm haunted by the fear of losing my job.
一位北京的科技行业工作人员在网上表达了他的沮丧，称在中国失业的恐惧如此巨大，以至于员工每天都在加班。他说，公司每3个月就会裁员一次，在过去的3年里，我一直加班，甚至到生孩子的前一晚，但每天我都被失业的恐惧所困扰。
Chinese economist Tsai Sheng-kun believes the unemployment crisis has yet to reach its peak. He noted that while some social media posts are aimed at gaining attention, they do reflect the broader challenges the labor market in China faces.
中国经济学家蔡盛坤认为，失业危机尚未达到顶峰。他指出，尽管一些社交媒体帖子可能旨在吸引关注，但他们确实反映了中国劳动力市场所面临的更广泛挑战。
Big Brothers of Greater Vancouver is in need of volunteers for their friendship-based mentoring programs. Become a Big Brother or in-school mentor today. No experience is necessary, and it's perfect for busy schedules. Just hang out and have fun once a week. Both guys and girls are encouraged to apply. Boost your resume and help a child. For more information, visit bigbrothersvancouver.com.
Hello? I need some help. I can't get in. Hello? Hey, can you help me out here? I can't get my wheelchair past the door.
Sorry, I'm in the rush.
Oh. I need some help. I need someone to...
More than 5% of people in Vancouver have a physical disability.And 50% live with or know someone with mobility issues. If you know someone with physical disability, wouldn't you want them to be able to access any building they choose? Let's make every structure, every place in Vancouver accessible to everyone so they can enjoy the beauty of our city. Learn how you can make Vancouver more accessible at rickhanson.com. That's rickhanson.com.
Welcome back to the Chen Show on CJSF 9.1 FM Burnaby. Now I'm going to showcase some of the music by Canadian musician recently released albums. First, I'll bring you Dana Manning, and the song is called You, You, You. 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Rock Chen Show 的音乐节目。现在呢，我要给大家推荐来自两位加拿大音乐人的作品。首先要带给大家的是来自 Dana Manning 演唱的歌曲 You, You, You.
I hear an old song that I used to know. Yeah, it goes through the changes and it puts on the show. Singing, you go first and I'll follow on my way.Calling, oh, it's a bell. Yeah, it's a straight, steady knell, and it's ringing for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You say that you're listening, but I know it isn't true.Difference. We have to make the difference. Every piece, every part, all at once by ourselves. All at once by ourselves. The allure of denial is sweet and it's oh, oh so easy.Changing, but I know it isn't true. I hear an old song that I used to know. Yeah, it goes through the changes and it puts on the show. Singing, you go first and I'll follow on my way.To change his mouth, there are to talk 100 ways to look away. Oh, you can hear the people say, cars for jobs, for homes, for kids whose kids will have to live with his. And you can almost hear the future crying out to stop. There aren't any reasons
reasons not to change his mouse or how to talk. 100 ways to look away, oh, you can hear the people say. Cars or jobs or homes or kids whose kids will have to live with this. And you can almost hear the future crying out to stop.
You, and it's from the album titled Morning Light, released in 2019. For more information, you can visit www.danamanning.com. Uplex is a song written and performed by Waste My Friend, and it's called Old Song, which is from the album titled In Consternation. 接下来请大家欣赏来自乐队 Waste My Friend演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Old Song。 we're back to more Chinese music. Next is a song vocal by Pan Yueying, and it's called 老船长的话, which means the words from an old captain. 下面要推荐给大家的是来自潘越云演唱的歌曲《老船长的话》。
他行过五洲四洋，他说在遥远的地方有个美丽的天堂。四季如春鸟语花香，人们都有爱和乡，稻谷芬芳，雨下满望，人世间喜气洋洋。为了寻找那个地方，我离开我的家乡。为了寻找那个地方，我寻遍五洲的地方。
Here comes the last song for today's music segment of the Chinese show, and it's a song vocal by Teresa Tan, and it's called 夜来香, which means fragrance and light. And Hershey wants to thank you for listening to our show. Wish you a great weekend.And please tune in next Saturday noon on CJSF 90.1 FM. 听众朋友，今天要推荐给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是来自邓丽君演唱的《夜来香》。在这里呢，何西特别感谢您收听我们的节目，祝大家有一个愉快的周末。我们下个星期再在空中相会。
月下的花儿都如梦，只有那一 色茫茫，越爱这夜莺歌唱，更爱那花一般的梦，拥抱着夜来香，吻着夜来香。
茫茫，也爱这夜莺歌唱，更爱。